All right, home opener for the Merrimack Warriors is in the books. Second game of the season, a 4-1 win over UMass Lowell to even their record at 1-1. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And Scott, you know, thinking back to last Friday and this Friday, kind of like night and day. I thought a lot of the things last week that I know you wanted to see your team do better tonight. It seemed like they did. Maybe didn't get the, you know, weren't getting the goals or the results until that goal late in the second period by Justin Gill. But it seemed like a lot of things were still going in the right direction at that point.
Yeah, 100%. We got manhandled last Friday, and I really liked the answer by the guys. I really liked the way they played, especially after we got behind, you know. And I think our team, you know, one of the things you saw, our offensive confidence in the slot with the puck wasn't at a high level in the first period. And most of those guys have been there and scored from there. So it's not something we were worried about our skill level, but we just really calmed down. You know, we're young, get a little emotional. You know, the games with Lowell are always emotional because of the physicality they bring. So it was emotional, but we couldn't settle ourselves. But after the first period, I thought we did a really good job in the second period of settling ourselves. And then once we scored, I felt really good about the way our team just played the rest of the way.
Yeah, even after giving up the goal in the 4-4 early in the second period, it seemed like didn't really faze you guys too much. You kind of kept at the things you were trying to do, and eventually, as you said, it paid off.
Yeah, it did, and exactly right. You know, but last week we hung our heads when we got scored on. Today, I think we just answered, and that was really, I was really happy with that. Young team's got to learn how to win, so getting through that game, having them have a 6-on-5, have some zone time, have some really good opportunities, getting an extra power play near the end, those are huge things for your team as you move forward. So I think it was really good to a lot of reasons.
So you guys are down 1-0 late in the second period. Haven't had a goal yet on the season. I mean, it's only five periods, but still. Finally, you get that one from Justin Gill. That seemed like the key goal of the game right there on the power play.
100%. Like, we were not able to get any second looks, really. But then him scoring a goal, it was like our hands relaxed and we just started to play. We weren't playing uptight. We weren't playing, you know, we understood we had to play downhill. And I thought we did a lot of good things the rest of the period.
Then he ends up, Justin Gill ends up setting up the goal. Parker Lalonde into the third period, gave you guys the lead for good, made the score 2-1 at that point.
Yeah, no, it was a really nice play by Justin, but a great finish by Parker. And that goal, when we scored that goal, I think the air in the balloon of nervousness for our team left, and we just played the rest of the way. We played very simple, and that's how we have to play. We have to play simple.
Even at that point, it's a 2-1 game, but then you get another chance right off the faceoff. Philip Nordberg is able to get the puck to the net there, and a guy right on the doorstep, Trevor Hoskin, puts it in. You guys have some breathing room at that point, 3-1.
Yeah, and one of the things you miss is that, you know, Trevor Hoskin had to get there, right? So good play by him getting to the back pipe, and then obviously great play by Philip just getting the puck down low. And that's something we didn't do last week. We tried to make too many plays up top. Tonight, I thought we did a good job of just funneling pucks to the net.
And Lalonde as well on that draw, and, you know, winning the draw, but then also battling to get the puck after the draw and get it back to the point for the shot.
Yeah, he is really good at the dot, and it's a major part of his game. And, you know, a year ago we were really bad at the dot, as you know. And right now we've had a couple of guys come in as freshmen who have been very good there. It's been very helpful.
Another thing, you know, you look at the way the third period went on, you guys have that lead 3-1. Lola has a couple of power plays. You guys are working to kill it off, and including the 6-on-5 late in the period. But it's a guy like Lalonde who's out there blocking shots. Other guys are blocking shots. I mean, I think it seemed like most of your block shots in the game came in the last few minutes of the game.
Yeah, you know, guys sold out. You know, part of that is that you're up by two, so guys can sell out. And if the guy gets by him, you know, another guy will come into it. When it was a one-goal game, I think our guys were not as aggressive into those lanes, but I was really pleased with the way they played at the end of the game, as you said, in the third period, and especially the last 5 minutes of the third.
You guys are up 3-1 there. They pulled the goaltender, a face-off deep in your zone. You called the timeout there. Was that you wanted to get a look at what they were going to do and then talk about it, or get a rest? What was it?
No, I kind of was hoping he'd call the timeout, you know, but he didn't, and I just felt like, you know, we needed to go over our responsibilities. Let's not make it a detail that we miss. You know, hey, if they make a great play and score, they do that. They get 6, we get 5. But if we miss a detail, and that's why, that would be inexcusable. So I wanted to make sure that all five guys in the rink understood what we're trying to do and how to accomplish it.
Warriors of the game, we had, you know, as you mentioned, both guys with a goal and an assist, Justin Gill, Parker Lalonde in their first and second, career games collegiately, respectively, and they both made a pretty big impact tonight.
Yeah, they did a really good job. You know, you can't forget Lundy's job too, right? He was really good, especially at the end. But he made every save he should have, and then he made a couple that he shouldn't have near the end there, and that's really good for our team and for him, obviously.
All right, so after the game last Friday, I mean, that seems like it was about a year ago now. I mean, you bounce back with the strong performance against Sacred Heart. Another one here tonight. UNH on the, coming up next week, and you know UNH has had a pretty big weekend against Michigan State already.
Yeah, they were good. Every team in this league is going to be really good in a really hard game, and UNH getting that one last night, and I have no idea what they did tonight, but that was a huge win for them on the road, so this won't intimidate them. We just got to be ready to play.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.